Question from Pankaj. Can you please explain what is Krishna consciousness? When is a person said to be in Krishna consciousness? And what should one do to become Krishna conscious? Answer: Krishna consciousness essentially means being conscious of Krishna. Consciousness is our fundamental characteristic. We are always conscious of something or the other. If we are attentive to our surroundings, we are conscious of what is around us. We may be absent-minded, but that doesn't mean we are unconscious. Then we are conscious of some other thoughts in our mind and the things associated with those thoughts. Now, our normal thoughts, they may serve some functional purposes. I have to go on the road, so I have to look who is there and which side of the road and which vehicles are coming. So some of our thoughts serve functional purposes, but most of our thoughts, or a large number of our thoughts, if not most, they often just oscillate here and there without any substantial direction or purpose. And that is how our mental energy in a huge quantity gets wasted. So the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is to recognize that our thoughts, our consciousness is our most important asset. Just as when a student studies, by being focused, by focusing the consciousness on the subject that is to be studied, then that focused consciousness gives the award of good performance in the exams and marks. And we need to be conscious to enjoy anything. And even when a cricket match is going on, if a person wants to enjoy that match, the person has to focus on it. And that's why when there are power cuts, when people are watching a cricket match on TV, then they feel irritated. So the point is that we use our consciousness to do practical things and to seek happiness. Now, what is it that if we are conscious of will give us the greatest happiness? That the Vedic scriptures describe is Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything, Sarvakarana Karanam. And with respect to our context, he is the source of all happiness. He is the reservoir of all happiness. Anandmayo Abhyasat. Therefore, when we become conscious of Krishna, it is as if we connect with a powerhouse of happiness. Just like if I connect myself with a powerhouse, or connect my cell phone with a powerhouse through a proper socket, then my cell phone gets filled with the energy. Similarly, when we connect with Krishna by becoming conscious of him, because Krishna is a powerhouse, a reservoir of happiness, we become permeated, surcharged, almost electrified with happiness. And ultimately, all of us want to be happy. And this happiness is not like superficial, like somebody may be tickled and may laugh. This is actually very deep. Because what we are becoming conscious of is not just some tickling sensation, but it is the all-attractive Supreme Lord who already loves us. So, becoming conscious of Krishna enables us to experience Krishna's love and to reciprocate with his love. And gradually, by this process of Krishna consciousness, we enter into Krishna's world of endless love. Now, how does one become Krishna conscious? And when is a person said to be in Krishna consciousness? So when one is thinking of Krishna and one is serving Krishna. Because when we are in love with someone, what do? We think about that person and do something in relation with that person. When a mother loves a child, she is constantly thinking of that child. And she's thinking, does my child need some food, does he need some medicines, some clothes, is he comfortable enough? So there is a loving thought and there is practical service. So when a person is thinking of Krishna and is engaging in service to Krishna, we can understand that person is Krishna conscious. And we need to do the same things in order to become Krishna conscious. When we keep thinking about Krishna as much as possible, and we try to serve him in various ways, by chanting, by studying about him, and by discussing with other devotees, by doing various kinds of seva to him. We gradually become more and more conscious of him. And the wonderful thing about being conscious of Krishna is that this is something which we can do throughout our life, and for that matter throughout all of eternity, because Krishna is eternal and we are eternal. Somebody may love cricket, and that person may be always conscious of cricket, even in the classroom, when on the school blackboard the teacher is writing with a chalk. That person may imagine the chalk to be a cricket bat and may imagine somebody hitting a sixer. So that is the person conscious of cricket. But how long can one be conscious of cricket? Maybe for some part of this life, even if full life. Then next life we go somewhere else and we are born in a country where there is no cricket played, or we are born under some other species where we become a insect in the Wankhede stadium, and we are crushed under the feet of the same batsman whom we cheered earlier, and we die a painful death during a cricket match, where that somebody else, like what we were in our previous life, is watching now. So this is not to criticize cricket, but to point out the stark contrast between consciousness of anything material and consciousness of Krishna. So by redirecting towards Krishna, whatever attraction we have towards our most favorite material thing, we can become Krishna conscious in a very practical and potent way. We think of what we like to do and what all do we do in that activity. For example, if somebody loves cricket, that person, when a cricket match is late night, that person will stay awake. Or if cricket match is early morning, the person will wake up. And the person doesn't consider it a sacrifice. The person thinks it's an opportunity for enjoying cricket. So similarly, just as people are ready to sacrifice for becoming conscious of material things, and whatever it is that we were earlier doing for our materially favorite things, we try to do that one by one for Krishna. And by this way, we can redirect that attraction to Krishna, and we'll become more and more happy. Because whatever attractiveness anything has in this world, that attractiveness comes from but a spark of Krishna's splendor. That's why when we become conscious of Krishna, the attraction of anything material, which was just a spark which gave a little illumination, that pales into insignificance as contrasted with Krishna, who is like effulgent sun, whose warmth completely satisfies and comforts and relieves us eternally. Thank you.